This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, major turmoil at Planned Parenthood after some major court losses. The new president was ousted just yesterday, finding out by a tweet after just 8 months on the job. Life is winning.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
She was a doctor. She was from Harvard. She believes that she was trying to treat abortion as a health issue, while others within Planned Parenthood were trying to frame it as a political fight.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There's trouble within that organization because they've been so radical and militant as a political organization instead of a healthcare delivery system. And basically, it's all about abortion. And she tried to broaden the base of Planned Parenthood, and she tried to soften the stance on abortion and the political radicalness of that organization.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
You heard that right. After 8 months on the job, you talk about turmoil inside the number one abortion provider in the country, the number one abortion advocacy organization in the country, the number one donator to pro-abortion candidates in the country, the number one abortion provider in the world, decides to oust their new president after just 8 months on the job because, quote, she wanted to focus on the healthcare focus of abortion and not politics. What does that tell you about Planned Parenthood? Their main focus, their head of the organization, not the head of their political wing, by the way, the head of their organization. What is it all about? Politics. The politics of abortion, not healthcare. They've lost that issue. Abortion is not healthcare. And I think that their core leaders realize they were just losing and losing under this new president who wanted to try to take them in a more modern direction away from abortion so that maybe they could be eligible for some of these federal funds that they have now been defunded. So not only has Planned Parenthood lost just this week $60 million in funding after losing in the Ninth Circuit twice. Think about that, folks. Losing in the Ninth Circuit twice. And Planned Parenthood operates about half the abortion facilities in the U.S., but look, the data on this is pretty shocking. 40 abortion clinics have closed in 2018, so just in the recent numbers that we have from last year. 79% of all abortion clinics opened in 1991 have shut down. Now, the number of abortions have gone up, but the number of abortion providers and clinics offering abortion, and even states that have abortion clinics, has drastically declined because we are winning this debate amongst people. We're winning this debate in the courts, and that is why judicial nominations are important. It is why science is important, and it is why keeping up the pressure on the groups like Planned Parenthood who kill unborn children is so important. And we're going to talk about it today on Jay Seculo Live, because I think when you see this kind of turmoil at what is an organization that was used to having, you know, its long-term 12-year leader Cecile Richards out there not only as an abortion advocate but as a women's rights advocate and kind of muddying the waters there while still taking the very extreme pro-abortion stance, they try to bring in, instead of a political actor, a trained medical professional, a doctor from Harvard, I thought, to try and change the way Planned Parenthood was seen. That did not go over well with the Planned Parenthood board. This is from the head of Planned Parenthood. They tweeted it out. Leanna Wynn: I just learned from the Planned Parenthood board that they ended my employment at a secret meeting. We were engaged in good faith negotiations about my departure, so she was on the way out, based on philosophical differences over the direction and future of Planned Parenthood. My statement to come shortly. Her statement says that she wanted Planned Parenthood to be a healthcare organization that provides essential primary preventative care to millions and not just focus on abortion and politics. That was rejected by the Planned Parenthood board. And here's why. They're losing in politics. They're losing in the courts. They're losing public support. They want to sell fetal body parts. Remember, they wanted abortion even after birth. And she was defending that, by the way, when Virginia Governor Northam did that. Taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're fighting Planned Parenthood in court today. 1-800-684-3110. I'll tell you about that case when we come back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
I mean, I think the New York Times, in their headline, actually tells us exactly what Planned Parenthood is all about during this time of turmoil for the nation's number one abortion provider. They operate just about half of the clinics, abortion clinics in the U.S. They're the number one abortion provider in the world. They just lost those two cases at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We're fighting Planned Parenthood in court today. In fact, if you're on our email list, you would know that because you would receive this email that we are in court today against Planned Parenthood on those videos exposing their sale of fetal body parts, which I think kind of marked a downturn of Planned Parenthood when they were trying to defend that and fight back against those accusations, which were correct, that they were selling the body parts of aborted children and that market there. We've seen our federal health services no longer renew research grants to allow universities to purchase those body parts from aborted children and then research on those. The Trump administration has done that. We've seen the Title X defunding, which amounts to at least $60 million a year. That's a minimum level for Planned Parenthood. And we've seen them start losing in courts and in states across the country as well. While some states have taken this very aggressive pro-abortion approach, by the way, Virginia tried and failed because, remember, they got in the whole mess of saying, well, yeah, you could have the baby could be born and you could still have the abortion. Infanticide, and the governor there, Northam, tried to double down on it. And even this former now Planned Parenthood director, president, tried to defend Governor Northam then, Than. I mean, that was what was shocking, is that she wasn't political enough. The headline is Planned Parenthood oust president seeking a more political approach. This was a Harvard-trained doctor willing to go to bat for Planned Parenthood as president and defend the grotesque statements by Governor Northam, but that wasn't enough for Planned Parenthood because they're losing too much.
Yeah, boy, Jordan, if Planned Parenthood hasn't been political enough under Dr. Wynn's tenure, I think people better buckle in for the new leadership because, in my view, they have only gotten more political over the last years, decades, including under her term. You mentioned Governor Northam, Jordan. Yeah, the infanticide comments, the comments by Governor Northam that were favorably disposed to infanticide, that wasn't enough to get Planned Parenthood to call for his resignation. It was when he got into a problem with the racist photo that they called for his resignation. That's just just how sacred this issue has become for them, Jordan. And I would just push back on one other thing that Planned Parenthood said in the wake of this Title X decision. They said that they are all about health care. Jordan, they are now declining to take any dollars under the Title X program so that they don't have to quit doing abortion in those facilities. The good news is that means those health care dollars, Jordan, they are available now for people who actually use them for health care. But just time and time again, Planned Parenthood is being revealed to be the organization with a business model that funnels women toward abortion, not health care. And this is just the latest stake in that narrative.
Yeah, I mean, four people familiar with the matter said the group's board of directors is from the New York Times. I know they have good access to the Planned Parenthood team. Felt it needed a more aggressive political leader to combat the current efforts to roll back access to abortions. What that translates is they are losing. They are losing in state legislatures. They are losing in federal court. They are losing in elections. People don't want to be associated with this organization that sells babies' body parts. Okay, that's what happened. That was the downturn of Planned Parenthood right there. I think if you mark the moment Planned Parenthood started falling, and it doesn't mean they can't try to come back. We're up against an abortion giant here. But if you mark the moment in history where Planned Parenthood started really falling apart, it was the sale of fetal body parts, babies' body parts after the abortion. And once that became widespread and known, and they didn't deny that, they tried to say, well, we don't make a profit off of it. But of course, their allies in the industry did, and they would sell them to research institutions. They even had the federal government funding that. Now, the Trump administration's cut that funding off as well. So it's cut these key lines of revenue off for Planned Parenthood. So they've got to get more political. And I think we had a good comment come in through Facebook, then we'll take some of your phone calls as well. Patsy on Facebook wrote in, doesn't this fight prove that Planned Parenthood is just, that all the turmoil there is just a political business, and thus all federal funding should be pulled? I think it's absolutely right. This isn't Planned Parenthood action getting rid of their political director who handles the millions of dollars they use as a PAC to endorse candidates financially who are pro-abortion. This is Planned Parenthood getting ahead of the Planned Parenthood for America president because they weren't political enough.
Yeah, it's a very good point that the person on Facebook makes, Jordan, because if you walk down the street here in Washington, D.C., it's a very thin line between the Planned Parenthood Federation and their PAC. Generally, those people are standing together, making the same arguments to people walking down the street. And, Jordan, we've made the argument for a long time on this broadcast. Those dollars are certainly commingled. It frees up other dollars that they have for their political purposes. And if you just want to look at Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Jordan, their revenue is $1.6 billion. The almost $600 million that they get from federal taxpayers inevitably do multiple things. They certainly promote the abortion business to the tune of almost 330,000 abortions each and every year. But Jordan, it also furthers their political efforts. And I fully agree with Patsy. Look, it bolsters their political activity now. And at a time where they're going to remove their head because they want to become more political, Jordan, that sure seems like an awfully good opportunity to pull federal dollars, as if the video evidence of them selling body parts wasn't enough. It was. This is just another line of evidence.
You know, as you said, the sale of fetal body parts, we're in court today because it's our client who revealed that they were doing this is having to defend themselves in federal court then. I mean, that is what is so absurd here when you're up against the abortion distortions. Just revealing the truth gets you up in federal court with gag orders.
Jordan, think about this. It was revealed that Planned Parenthood was selling baby body parts, and yet over the next couple of years, it was not so much Planned Parenthood that had defended itself in court. It was the organization, the Center for Medical Progress, that revealed in video terms those sales. We have had to defend them. We are defending them today, Jordan. We will continue to do it. But here's the point I think people need to take away from this. Planned Parenthood is a behemoth, and they are used to outlasting the opposition in court because they have more resources. They have more ability to run the clock out. Jordan, we are committed to that not being the case. That's why we continue to fight that today. It takes a lot of resources. It takes a lot of time. And along the way, you have setbacks too. But if you ultimately want to reveal Planned Parenthood for who it is, Jordan, you have to be willing to outlast the behemoth. We're going to do that.
You know what? Let's go right to the phones. Carrie in Arizona online too. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you, and thank you so much for all the hard work and tireless efforts that you all press forward. I am tired of the USA being bloodied by the babies that are being murdered, and elections do have consequences. One of the reasons, in addition to the hard work of the ACLJ, that we are making all these wins and strides is because we have a pro-life president. And we must continue this push by ensuring that our president remains in office through the next election, and that we continue to elect officials across this great land who have a pro-life stance.
Well, listen, I've got a new book out coming out in September, so in plenty of time for the election. It's called The Next Red Wave: How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression. Aren't we seeing that right now in Capitol Hill with the vote last night? A possible impeachment vote where Democrats are in disarray again. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but this focus on anything but actually legislating and very aggressive. You know, now the squad, as they're calling them, is going back to calling Nancy Pelosi racist. So everybody's, you know, this term, which is supposed to mean something very deeply, an accusation against someone very deeply, has become a political term. And I think that that's just damaging for the country, because it makes it more difficult to define actual racism when you have people just throwing out the words like that. But I've got a new book out. It comes out September 24th. You can check it out right now at Amazon. Pre-order now. It's called The Next Red Wave: How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. So it's all about the fact that, listen, we've got to elect President Trump. We've got to keep a Republican Senate, but we've got to get a Republican House back too. But yet all the focus from the left should be, and I think ultimately will be, on defeating President Trump. That's their number one goal. And it's been their number one goal since they came into office, since President Trump since he won the election, since his transition began. It's been the number one goal of the deep state. It's been the number one goal of the left, of Democrats. And they're just trying to figure out, can we beat Donald Trump? I think that gives us an opportunity for great victories in the House of Representatives, potentially taking back the House, if not in this cycle, making great gains in the House so that we can take it back in a midterm election coming up. So I've got that book coming out, folks. It's a guide, again, about how do we get there? How do we get there between now and Election Day? So check that out, The Next Red Wave. Read a little bit about it at Amazon. If you just Google The Next Red Wave and put Seculo in, or The Next Red Wave Amazon, you can check it out. Start pre-orders. We haven't pushed it a lot yet. We will soon. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. You'd be shocked that this new president of Planned Parenthood, who is now the former president of Planned Parenthood, wasn't political enough after we play some sound from her in a speech she delivered that sound really political to us at the ACLJ and on Jay Sekulow Live. We'll play that when we come back. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Remember our matching challenge. We're in court today against Planned Parenthood on those fetal body part sales and exposing that. Donate and support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. So, Planned Parenthood in turmoil. They lose at the Ninth Circuit twice. They get defunded through Title X. They have states across the country passing sweeping pro-life legislation, willing to fight it out in courts to stop these abhorrent practices of Planned Parenthood, especially when it comes to late-term abortion. The sale of fetal body parts that was uncovered and exposed that Planned Parenthood was engaged in, changing procedures around, abortion procedures around, so that they could preserve those babies' body parts after they kill them, so that they could sell them for research. The Trump administration saying, guess what, we're going to kill that market because we're no longer, as a federal government, going to fund any grants to any institutions, educational institutions that want to do research on these fetal body parts that are obtained through elective abortions. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I think it tells a bigger story about, you know, the left being in turmoil, not really understanding who they are right now, being completely thrown off by President Trump and this new brand of what it means to be a Republican and a conservative in a much more aggressive way, which Lord knows we've been waiting for to see from many politicians at the ACLJ, is to take it, be just as aggressive as those on the left. Again, they are still pretty good at it, I must say, on the left at aggression. But I think they are finding a great and noble challenger who has been victorious once, and it looks like they're falling into the same traps with Donald Trump yet again. With that vote yesterday, partisan vote on that. And then likely if they have to vote on impeachment tonight, let me cover this quickly with Than. Than, if they've got to vote on impeachment tonight and the Democrats end up voting against impeachment, I mean, that is going to look absurd for Nancy Pelosi and Democrats. I mean, after everything they've said about Donald Trump.
Yeah, honestly, Jordan, I think this is Speaker Pelosi's worst nightmare. I really do, because Al Green filed this privilege resolution that forces her to take some kind of action on the House floor tonight, and all of which I think play into the president's hands and actually expose the division in her own ranks. Just quickly, Jordan, she really has three main options. She could take a vote up or down on impeachment, which would put everybody on the record, and by the way, probably play into the president's political hands, because that's not going to be taken up in the Senate. She could refer it to the Judiciary Committee, which I'm not so sure Chairman Nadler wants this in his jurisdiction, but it also puts everybody on record and, by the way, divides her conference again. And Al Green, who filed the resolution, Jordan, says he won't accept that. The other thing she could do is what Republican leadership did in December 2017 and January 2018. She could vote to table or kill the resolution, therefore going on record opposing the impeachment. Jordan, she did not want this to be foisted upon her, but it has been here. She's going to have to choose one of those three options tonight.
She's going to have to choose either to allow a vote on it, which means that likely they will not impeach, which means Democrats had their chance to start impeachment against President Trump and voted no. That plays right into the present. Two, she would have to kill the impeachment. That's kind of the same thing. The leader of the party saying, no, we're not going to impeach the president. Or three, try to hand it off to Jerry Nadler, who I'm sure is telling her right now, please don't do this to me. So, I mean, I think that's very interesting. All happening right now, folks. We're going to be following that very closely as that vote. It's a lot more important than that that phony, vote of condemnation, you know, where they could condemn the president by name, but not Ilhan Omar. For say it's all about the Benjamins, baby, when it comes to funding Israel. They couldn't condemn her by name for anti-Semitism, but they could easily condemn President Trump, right? But it's very partisan. I think only four Republicans voted for it, four rhino Republicans, typical. And that's, we talk about that in the new book too, The Next Red Wave, these rhino Republicans that still hang around. But I want to get back to the Planned Parenthood issue, because I think it plays into all of this. The new head of Planned Parenthood literally lasted 8 months on the job. She was ousted by the old schoolers at Planned Parenthood, the old school board members who liked the very politically hard-charging Cecile Richards style of take no enemies, apologize for nothing, Planned Parenthood. But listen to her, because it wasn't like Leanna Wynn was some champion for life or wanted to move Planned Parenthood away from the abortion industry. Take a listen.
In the last 7 years, there have been over 400 laws passed that directly restrict abortion access. And I know what's at stake. It's about women's lives. Mm-hmm. And that's why, for me, it's about two things. It's about first providing care and doing everything we can to provide services to people where they are. But we just as much have to fight to protect access to that care. Those two parts go hand in hand, because really we need to be standing up for how reproductive health care, including abortions, is part of the full spectrum of health care. Mm-hmm. And health care is a human right.
It is, you know, she tries to, again, talk about, that sounds very political to me, Than, but you've got the statistics about this. Planned Parenthood's, if you just look at Planned Parenthood, like just in California, and the health care that they provide that's not abortion related is statistically like nothing compared to their abortion, the abortions that they perform.
Well, look, that sound you played right there, Jordan, is exactly why Dr. Wynn is no longer the head of Planned Parenthood. I'll just give you two data points. So first of all, they have declined to take $60 million from the federal government that they could use towards those health services that Dr. Wynn says she wanted Planned Parenthood to be about. They've declined those because they want to use all of their money for abortion. Two, Jordan, to your point about the state numbers, get this. If it's all about health care and you want to give federal dollars to those entities that provide health care to the most number of people. In California, as of 2015, Planned Parenthood had 114 locations. That was the most locations in any state in the United States. But in California, Jordan, the number of federally qualified health centers that could also get these dollars, either from Title 10 or other sources, 1,700 inside the state. And if you go down to New York, the second highest, Planned Parenthood has 58 facilities. There are 625 federally qualified health centers. So if Dr. Wynn wants to see the most people get health services, clearly Planned Parenthood is not the option. And quite frankly, that sound you just played, I think it showed the American people that truth. It's why she's no longer their head.
Yeah, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. I mean, this is major turmoil at Planned Parenthood is good for the pro-life movement, okay? It is a good sign for the pro-life movement. That's why we're spending some time on it today, explaining why them having to get rid of their new president after 8 months and having this old-school board takeover because we're getting into a election year and she wasn't political enough for them. And again, I'm not trying to defend her views at all. I think they're just as abhorrent, by the way. But she just wasn't political enough for them. Wasn't fighting hard enough for them. Let's go to Michelle in Washington State on line one. Michelle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Michelle.
I live in a state that was the first state that put taxpayer funding to abortion. And I think we need to drill down why there are four different chapters coming out of Washington State. We have a plan
because it's all
Washington.
About how they get their Medicaid reimbursements and all the Medicare's funding, and it's all about money. So it's like Than said, they have to make all these divisions so that they qualify for some funds but not other funds. So they have to have all these different entities set up so that they can reap in as much money from you, the taxpayer, as they can. That's why. So they try to get this business. Oh, this is the abortion business. This is the political action arm. This is the clinic arm. And so we can take the money in that way. 1-800-684-3110. Second half hour coming up. Be part of our matching challenge, ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
We've got some breaking news for you, especially good news for those of you who support President Trump and his reelection efforts. And for those of us on President Trump's legal team, just got this statement in from my dad, who is not only the chief counsel of the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, but also counsel to the president. The federal probe launched by the Southern District of New York and their U.S. attorneys into President Trump's, quote, hush money payments is over. All of that, again, a hoax. Here's the quote from my dad. I'm reading this for you. It's breaking news. We are pleased that the investigation surrounding these ridiculous campaign finance allegations is now closed. We have maintained from the outset that the president never engaged in any campaign finance violation. And from the court's opinion, the government's investigation into those violations has concluded. Another case is closed. Another case of presidential harassment is closed. And the president comes out victorious. A great win for President Trump and his legal team, led by folks like my dad, Jay Sekulow, counsel to the president. Politico's got the headline right now that this probe into these hush money payments and that came through Michael Cohen and all these convicted criminals now, that probe that President Trump was somehow involved in campaign finance violations has been closed by the Southern District of New York. It's another victory against presidential harassment. We can take your calls on that as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, how will the media report it? It'd be very interesting to see. We'll cover that over the day to see how the media recover. I mean, it just broke. But let's see. Does it make it into any mainstream news broadcast that all that hush money talk, and they love talking about the women involved and all of that? Are they going to actually announce that the campaign violation investigation was closed and no charges were brought? That the president engaged in no wrongdoing? It's completely closed. Are they actually going to cover that story as well? I think it's very important. Again, by the way, the judge was an appointee of President Bill Clinton, who made the disclosure in his ruling. So I just think very important for all of you to know that this has been ended against President Trump. 1-800-684-3110. Will there be more harassment tonight in this impeachment vote? You know what? I think if they impeach the president in the House, they've guaranteed his victory in 2020. I think Nancy Pelosi knows that. But now she's got to go on record, which would really upset her Democrat liberal base, if she goes on record, Than, and says she has three options here, three bad options. One is she lets a vote happen and likely the impeachment fails, which makes the Democrats look like all this talk, condemning the president for being a racist, the Russia issue, all of this, high crimes and misdemeanors, is bogus, just politics. Because when faced with the actual ability to impeach the president and begin those proceedings, the Democrats would likely vote no, joined by the Republicans. It would probably be pretty universal vote. There would be a handful of Democrats, 30 or 40 maybe, who might vote for impeachment in the House. So it goes nowhere. She could stop the vote, so table the vote, and the progressives would go after her for even preventing the vote. So it'd be Nancy Pelosi saying, no, we're not going to impeach the president. I'd love to, you could run wild with that. Or third, she would try to kick the can to Jerry Nadler and the House Judiciary Committee. And by the way, I think that means also no impeachment.
Yeah, and all of them take official floor action, Jordan. But the bottom line is she agrees with you. I mean, she's been begging her conference not to bring this forward. Ultimately, she couldn't hold off Al Green, and she has to either deal with it today or tomorrow. But you're correct, Jordan. Every single one of those involves a political pitfall for Speaker Pelosi, and frankly, probably involves her rallying some of her troops to vote with her to stop the proceedings. Politically, it's just a terrible place for her to be.
All right, folks, we come back. We will take your phone calls on the Planned Parenthood matter, on this new story, this new victory for President Trump against presidential harassment. I'll read that, again, official statement from President Trump's counsel, my dad, Jay Sekulow. We come back, read that for you one more time. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, and Planned Parenthood in turmoil. Support the work of the ACLJ.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
You know, I think about this story with Planned Parenthood, and I just want to remind you all, if you're on our email list, you'll know we're in federal court today against Planned Parenthood. They've ousted their president, but they're still a billion-dollar-a-year organization, so they're fighting back against any more release of those videos. In fact, trying to punish those who exposed the sale of fetal body parts that Planned Parenthood was engaged in. The fact that Planned Parenthood went so far as to changing their abortion procedures so they could preserve more of the baby parts that they killed, so that they could preserve more of the organs and systems to sell for research. And you know what the Trump administration said? We're not going to fund any more of this research anymore. The federal government had been funding it through grants to universities and schools. Those grants have all been stopped from the Trump administration. The Trump administration has defunded Planned Parenthood through Title X. They were ready to defund Planned Parenthood even broader, but it was one Republican who's no longer with us who stood in the way of that, Senator John McCain. So President Trump is ready to fully defund Planned Parenthood. He's just got to have a Congress willing to stick by him to do it. There's nothing in the law, nothing in the Constitution that requires the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer to fund Planned Parenthood anything. And right now, we provide half of that billion-dollar budget. Now, $60 million of it has been lost. The clinics are closing. In fact, 40 abortion clinics closed just last year. 79% of all abortion clinics that were open in 1991 have shut down because of new state laws requiring, higher levels of care, cleaner clinics. We are just beginning to win this. But I think the tide is just turning to the pro-life side. It's taken many decades and long battles, but it is turning. The tide is turning. Let me go right to the phones. Larry in Indiana on line two. Larry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Larry.
I think this decision to let this individual go from their organization just simply lays their agenda bare to a political agenda. And originally when they called it women's health care, I tried to justify that at the beginning. They're going to find it hard-pressed, if not impossible, to go back to that excuse, as I call it.
Yeah, well, you know what, Larry? This is what the key difference was. Dr. Wynn, the first physician to lead the organization in decades, this is from the New York Times, said she believed, quote, the best way to protect abortion care, so I mean she's very pro-abortion, is to be clear that it is not a political issue but a healthcare one, and that we can expand support for reproductive rights. But the board of directors said, no, you have to have an aggressive political leader to combat the current efforts to roll back access to abortion. I think what it is, I'll go to you, Wes, first, then to Harry. Wes, Planned Parenthood is scared. They are seeing losses in the Ninth Circuit. They used to be very friendly to them. They're seeing new justices on the Supreme Court. They're seeing public support fall for them. They're seeing the exposure, like the fetal body parts sales, things that were really just disturbing to the American people and grotesque to the American people that they don't want to pay for with their taxpayer dollars. And that would mean that if they ultimately lose that, they've lost half their budget. So they are in crisis mode.
Yeah, they really are. Planned Parenthood is in trouble. Abortion is their most lucrative business. And what you've just indicated, Jordan, is a changing cultural landscape. Last week, a Pew Research poll indicated that an overwhelming majority of Americans, over 70%, favor some limits on abortion. The younger generation, which are coming into their childbearing years now, are overwhelmingly against abortion, except in rare cases like rape, incest, the life of the mother. And 79% of abortion clinics that were open in 1991 have now closed. It is a changing cultural landscape. You have 12 states that have passed laws restricting abortion. Some clinics have been closed because they lack safety and health procedures, you know, to protect the life of the woman going through the abortion. Many states have refused to fund at the state level abortions anymore. It is a changing cultural landscape. And I think it's very telling when a woman like Dr. Wynn is too moderate, even though she supported Governor Northrop in his, you know, support of abortion at the point of birth, that she is too moderate for Planned Parenthood. That is just so very telling. And you're so right. When the Ninth Circuit Court refused to block this new Title X rule, that is also very, very telling. And, of course, the Fifth Circuit a while back, they found that Planned Parenthood violated federal standards regarding fetal tissue research and medical ethics because they were encouraging doctors to change the abortion procedure in order to preserve the organs so they could be given for research and, as you said, frequently sold for research.
You know, Harry, we're in federal court right now defending clients who exposed Planned Parenthood's sale of fetal body parts, which I think was really a shifting point for them. A point for them, you can kind of mark in history, when the American people said, what is really going on at Planned Parenthood? Is this the Planned Parenthood I was told about in the 1960s and 70s? Doesn't seem like it. And by the way, there's been a lot of advances in science, so why do we need third trimester abortions? And why are states needing to pass those laws? And why won't they set up clinics that are clean and decent and have doctors who could get access to medical facilities if they need to, if there's an emergency situation on the ground? And their funding gets cut. And then they almost lost half of their funding. They have lost $60 million of their funding through Title X. They lost at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. These are scary moments for the abortion industry, and that's how they treat it. So if you're a big business like they treat themselves, and your big business is abortion, this is when you've got to try and, in their view, I think, right the ship, because the captain you chose was not the right captain for your movement.
Yes, I think that's certainly the assessment that Planned Parenthood has reached. It is clear beyond question that Planned Parenthood faces a fraught landscape, including a pro-life president who has cut back on the funding of Planned Parenthood. In addition, dozens of states have enacted pro-life legislation which have reduced the capacity of abortion clinics to perform abortions. The state of Missouri has only one abortion clinic, I believe, left, and that particular clinic doesn't even have a license. So given this framework, Planned Parenthood is looking for a more aggressive leader. And it's amazing that they, in fact, are looking for someone new, given that President Wynn, while she was president, stubbornly supported Governor Northam, who supported essentially post-birth abortion. That's not going far enough, apparently. And so now they have replaced President Wynn with someone who is basically coming from the political lobbying arena, someone who is not a physician, as I understand it, someone who basically has led a lobbying effort, but perhaps someone who is more politically adept than the outgoing president.
You know, I want to go to Than Bennett on this. Than, as Harry mentioned, this is You know, and we had on Facebook, Mary write in on Facebook, and we're taking your phone calls to this 1-800-684-3110. They've moved now to an old school political leader to kind of take Planned Parenthood as their acting president. I'm not sure between now and the election cycle they'll have a new president. It's a major organization to go through unless they've got someone in mind already. Maybe they do. But what they've done is gone to one of the old school leaders who is a political really activist and again a political organizer to take charge of Planned Parenthood and that $1 billion industry that they run.
Yeah, Jordan, I think it's about going to be time, if we weren't there already, that there's going to be no safe haven for a pro-life Democrat in Washington, D.C. I really believe that. It was not that many years ago that these statements that we're hearing from Dr. Wynn were what Planned Parenthood believed the proper public message, even if they didn't believe it behind the scenes. They believed that the proper public message for political purposes was that Planned Parenthood should be branded a healthcare organization. Jordan, I think this is an admission that they have lost that debate, that the videos that have come out, that the imagery that we now see during the course of a pregnancy, that the scientific facts that have come out and that more Americans are aware of. Jordan, I believe that they know they have lost that public messaging, so they're trying to rebrand themselves as the entity that will stand up for the moral uprightness of abortion, if you will, and the fact that it should be a political issue. So, Jordan, you know, Dr. Wynn's comments were what they would have stood behind just a matter of years ago publicly. They know that argument is lost now. This is a retrenching. It's a rebranding. And look, whether or not it's going to take weeks or months or years, I'm not sure. But the new Planned Parenthood, Jordan, even though the last one was political, look out. This one no longer puts a veneer on it. There is no longer a healthcare veneer of Planned Parenthood. They are an abortion business, and they are a political business, and this is an admission of that.
Folks, again, we're taking your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. Also, this campaign finance violation probe into President Trump has been ended by the Southern District of New York. As my dad said, his official statement is President Trump's legal counsel. Another case is closed. I'll say another case of presidential harassment. President Trump is victorious. Pleased that the investigation surrounding these ridiculous campaign finance allegations is now closed. We have maintained from the outset the president never engaged in any campaign finance violation. Another case is closed. More presidential harassment comes to an end, and that's a good thing for the president as he prepares for the 2020 election. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, we're in court against Planned Parenthood today. So our attorneys are battling today. Support the work of the ACLJ. We fight on these issues. We don't just talk about them. Go to aclj.org with us.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
As your calls come in and we get them ready for the final segment of the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110, get those calls in now, 1-800-684-3110. I wanted to play for you something only our Facebook and Periscope audience has seen. It's a kind of trailer, but it's a great trailer to listen to as well, for our new documentary about combating the IRS and their targeting of conservatives. Just a reminder about what it would be like if elections go the other way in 2020, and what we were combating and what we were fighting. But I thought it's so compelling, I wanted to play it for you, just even if you can just listen to it. You're mostly going to hear from our clients, some members of Congress, some of us at ACLJ, but mostly from our clients in this five-year-long battle. Take a listen against the ACL to the ACLJ's work combating the IRS and victory over the IRS for these clients.
The IRS has finally released a list of political groups it has scrutinized.
I received this letter with a bunch of questions.
That we all knew immediately was not right.
I do audit litigation for a living against the IRS. To me, that was like, whoa.
And at that point, I knew I was a target.
Tea Party groups say they're being targeted by the Internal Revenue Service, and they're enlisting the aid of the American Center for Law and Justice.
They were trying to shut groups down that they disagreed with.
I'll never forget what Jay said when he said, "I just want you to know we've got your back and we're going to be taking care of this." And I felt like the weight of the world was off of my shoulders.
Ms. Lerner, why would you say Tea Party cases were very dangerous?
The IRS started targeting Tea Party groups more than 3 years ago.
Never before has the federal government tried to muzzle everyday Americans solely because of their political view.
I want them to admit they did wrong, and I want them to apologize.
Took 3.5 years of litigation to get there. Our team did a fantastic job of litigating this, and the end result is not only an acknowledgement of the wrongdoing, but also a complete change of policies.
My 9-year-old, when she grows up, she can say, "Hey, my dad did it. I can do it too."
It is worth any battle to preserve our liberty.
In the future, if any group feels like they're being targeted, ever, they can go to federal court and bring our case, and that's not gonna take 5 years. That's gonna take 5 minutes.
They got caught. Federal government got caught.
It's one of the most significant wins in the ACLJ's history, to take on the IRS and win.
They stood up for us, they fought for us.
If we didn't have that, I don't know where we'd be.
And we only persevered because the resources were there. We only persevered because the ACLJ was there.
For our whole audience, so everybody listening out there on terrestrial radio and satellite radio, and the video is very compelling as well, as you heard from those clients. It's a reminder of the work that we've done at the American Center for Law and Justice to combat the wrongdoing of institutions like the IRS. And let me just remind you today that we continue to do this kind of work. You know, but as Tom Z said, and you heard him at the end of the video, the next time this happens, because of our work, it won't take 3.5 years of legal battle, 5 years of the groups being targeted to come to a conclusion. Our case will be able to be utilized by one of those groups from whatever political side of the aisle they come on, if they are being targeted by the U.S. government and the IRS, and they can take it right into court and say, "Nope, the IRS can't do that. Case closed, 5 minutes." It was significant, and as my dad said in the video, one of the most significant victories ever in the history of the American Center for Law and Justice. Now, you heard throughout that video about the comfort we provided to our clients as well, about, you know, we wouldn't have the resources to fight this battle. There's no way they could have hired — these are small grassroots organizations — they couldn't hire attorneys to fight these battles against the IRS and all the different hearings you had to show up, all the different evidence. I mean, I remember the stacks and stacks. They'd grow so high of documentation from just one case, because some of these were 8-9 years long that they had been denied or just ignored by the IRS in paperwork, thousands of pages in paperwork. And of course, you're going up against one of the most feared, at the time, federal institutions. But I think after we won the case, I think it was the Washington Post who said it, or Washington Times, that we gutted the IRS. The Washington Post, yeah, we gutted the IRS. Okay, so this is the kind of work the ACLJ engages in a long-term battle. There are the short-term battles. We discuss short-term issues, like here on the broadcast, like what will happen with this impeachment vote that they're trying to schedule and things like that. And we get the analysis. We're able to get great analysis from our team because of your support financially. We can have a great government affairs team backing. It's not just Dan Bennett there in Washington, D.C., but a whole team backing him there. We've got great analysts with me on our panel today, both coming from the legal world, the military world, religious world as well. We're able to take all of that together, fight the battles, get you educated on the battles. And right now is such an important time for the ACLJ because July is a matching challenge month. And we're only about even with last year, so we need to do a little bit better this month. I'll be honest with you. We need to do a little bit better with our matching challenge right now. We need more of your financial support. If you're able to donate, if this is a time where you're financially able to contribute to the ACLJ, this is the time to do it at aclj.org. And here's why. If you could donate, the average donation, by the way, to us, because I don't want anybody ever listening out there thinking, you know, if you're a truck driver or blue collar, again, and think that, well, you know, they probably got lots of donors. They represent, you know, the president in the private legal capacity. So ACLJ's got a lot of these big donors. The average donation, when you average it all out, including the biggest donations to the smallest, the average donation to the ACLJ is somewhere between $35 and $45. Okay? So don't think for a moment that by donating $25 or $40 or $50 is somehow not enough. But if you donate right now, at ACLJ.org, your $25 is really effectively $50 to the ACLJ. This is a great time to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice because we have a matching challenge and whatever you donate is doubled. That's at ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge so we can continue to fight the battles like against the IRS, like against Planned Parenthood, where we're in court against Planned Parenthood today while they're in so much turmoil. Again, folks, that's just a quick reminder of the long-term effects of our victories, the amount of work and resources that go into it, and why we appeal to you for your financial support during these matching challenge months. So if you can, this is a great day to go to ACLJ.org and make that a donation. Because, Than, I know you were involved heavily with those IRS cases. It was a lot of management. I mean, we had a lot of clients, a lot of paperwork, so many different court appearances, in and out of federal court, up to the Court of Appeals, back to the district court as well. You had, Lois Lerner claiming the fifth before Congress after making opening statements. I mean, it was... again, it was a very difficult battle taking on a government institution like this, but ultimately we won for our clients.
Yeah, and clients flying in from all over the country to testify before Congress. Obviously, that's a big and intimidating thing for them, Jordan. But look, I think there are a lot of parallels to what we're talking about today. We had to outlast the behemoth, probably the most feared government bureaucracy that exists. And Jordan, to be honest with you, it informs the way we look at bureaucratic abuse today. I mean, the FISA abuse, that surprised a lot of people. Not so surprising to us, Jordan, because not only had we seen it, we'd been in the litigation trenches against it for a number of years in this case. So honestly, it continues to inform our work today.
And I want you to know that all that work we did for those clients came at no cost, zero cost to them, including flying them in to testify before Congress. And a lot of them were able to actually join a class action lawsuit and were paid monetary damages by the IRS as well. So they were able to get their groups back up and running. Again, folks, support the work of the ACLJ. Be part of our matching challenge. July is a matching challenge month. We're just not quite where we want to be financially. So this is a great time to donate to the ACLJ. It's aclj.org. Double the impact of your donation. We'll be back tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online